That was Elizabeth Hepburn with Children of Light. Welcome to Let's Find Out. The focus of this program is to have our hearts open to a universal, united, kind, loving, and forgiving planet. We've entered into a new decade and a new energy form, the transformational 20s. Let's all begin to strengthen the new energies on the planet, strengthen your intuition, and strive to live a peaceful existence, free from fear. What strategies, prayers, meditations, and exercise can you use to tap into the higher realms and receive messages from your departed loved ones, creating a higher vibration of living? When we are upset and confused, where can we find the answers? How can we know which path to take? The answers are here on Let's Find Out, with our spiritually focused format and guests. Each episode includes Elizabeth Joyce's weekly stargazing report, a guided healing meditation, as well as ascension music by Richard Schulman. The purpose of every broadcast is to raise your personal vibration. Now it's time for tonight's program, Let's Find Out, with Elizabeth Joyce.
Good evening, this is Elizabeth Joyce, and welcome to June 11th, the day that I've been talking about for a couple of months. So many of us are aware of the world state we're in. It's the end of an era, the end of a paradigm, and the end of a state of being. I don't like the part that it's the end of a state of being. Don, we can hear you. It's not going to happen. I'm sorry for that. So we're at the end of a state of being. Part of this I'm really uncomfortable with because we don't know what's ahead. We just have to trust. It's not going to happen in a day or a month or a year, but it is happening pretty quickly. So many of us are aware of these very intense energies. There's a big jump in consciousness, jumps in our psychic sensitivity. For many of us, when we think about the 3D world, it seems like a dream, so far away, so distant from us. It's not our reality or part of our life anymore. We have grown so far away from that energy in our own soul processing. Events happening have even less impact on our lives. And there's no judgment in any of this. We're all in the place where we should be right now. So all of you people that are asking me if you need a change, just quiet down and know that you're in the place where you should be right now. Nonetheless, we all have to admit that right now, the times are very different from anything we've ever had in our lifetime. And all this is advancing our consciousness very quickly. Snap, bang, pop. We're really shooting ahead, especially with feeling of what's right and what isn't right. I know many of you feel that way because you write or call me about it. We are moving into a time now where the outer planets are starting to move retrograde. Pluto went retrograde on May 2nd. And this week, on June 17th, next Saturday, Saturn will move retrograde. Neptune will retrograde at the end of June, and three planets will retrograde at the end of August. Over the next few months, all of the outer planets will be retrograde. What that means is we'll be more introspective about the archetype they represent. We'll be thinking more deeply about them. And the energy that each planet represents is digging deeper and deeper into our minds and psyche. Today, Pluto has retrograded back into 29 degrees Capricorn. And I've been talking about the wrecking ball and this happening for the past few months. So it brings intense power struggles. And most of us can feel that. We certainly have an intense power struggle going on at the top of our chart right now. Pluto is the planet of power, and it will be digging deeper into unearth the issues around corruption. This energy will continue into January of 2024. Saturn moving retrograde, right on the new moon. And both of these planets together represent power and control. And furthermore, they square each other. We will be going back over how power and control has been used in our society of late, particularly since their conjunction, which was in January of 2020. How has that energy worked for the world? Many say that we have been directly within the claws of the devil. It's that kind of energy. We're now digging deeper, going deeper into the principles that those planets represent to see if any have been broken, and if so, to repair these breakages. At the end of this month, Neptune will also be retrograde in Pisces. And the energy is stronger as they retrograde and then as they come out of retrograde. Mid-month, Saturn retrogrades and there will be many greater attempts to control rules and regulations. Neptune, at month's end, can express itself in various ways. It will be emotional because it's in Pisces and we can feel overwhelmed and perhaps a bit weepy. And we may feel confused because of what's happening might be just a little bit too much to deal with. I do have a thought of what's happening, and we'll talk about that a little later. Issues around deception and illusion can come up. Issues around water and flooding, toxicity, drugs, untruths in the media. All of these are expressions of Neptune. There have been so many lies and deception, along with cover-ups, along with Jupiter's exaggeration of the cover-ups and making things big, and making things bigger than they really are. An important fact comes out, and instead of dealing with it or facing its truth, the dark energy scrambles to bring along a shocking new issue, playing it up, Jupiter, to be as bad as, or more important as, the first issue, which was really, really horrible. And the second issue is not bad. This is very dark, as well as a red herring. All this is done out of greed, power plays, and fear. Which energy will eventually win? The truth, of course, but at what cost? We will see it all plays out. However, believe it or not, this energy has an incredibly positive side that will help connect all of us to our spiritual selves. Boy, God sure does work in mysterious ways. This will help to connect us to our sense of oneness, connect us to the divine source, a sense of unconditional love, a sense of bliss, especially now, since Neptune is square to the galactic center. It will be in that energy until 2025, and very tightly through 2024. And this is really going to increase our psychic sensitivity. And that can be very, very exciting and new to people that haven't been too sensitive. Telepathy, natural healing, connection with others, and all that kind of energy. We are moving into our light body. We are moving out of our 3D density body into the light body. Saturn in Pisces has the same message. All three planets are moving from earth and water into air and fire. They're doing all of that over the next 3 years. This is a very clear sign that everything is going to go faster and get lighter, with more warmth, filled with light. This is a very good and positive sign. There's never been a time in history when this has occurred. This is a good indicator of the change of the age and the shift of the energy that we are now working through, especially in the next 3 years into 2026. Many of the dwarf planets, which I really don't talk about here, are moving close to Earth, and they bring us new cosmic information as well, which will be very profound at this time. I hope you listen to the end of the show, because I'm going to give you some wonderful, wonderful exercises that you can do through the summer for yourself. Today, Pluto has moved back into the late degrees of Capricorn, and it will be there until January of 2024. Then it moves back into Aquarius until September. At that time, it makes one more short dart back into Capricorn, moving back into the Aquarius to stay for 20 years until 2044. This is an indication of speed, with a clearing up of negative energies on the mind and communication, on artificial intelligence and whether it's for good or for ill, and on quantum jumps with our collective consciousness. We will look back in wonderment at how slow we've lived our lives, much like how we look back at the Stone Age and think the same thing. All will move very quickly. And with the artificial intelligence, we must be very discerning. Is this beneficial for us? Now, there is some incredible and helpful healing technology coming down the pike, extremely helpful for maintaining and restoring our health. But we have to be cautious and careful, because as with anything else, it will not be true in all cases. We are going to learn as much as we move into the fire air era, that everything is about energy, about frequency, and about vibration. This is true, and it always has been. We just did not realize it. Now we're going to listen to our weekly cosmic tip, and I'll be back to tell you about the new moon and the summer solstice after this. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. And now it's time for your weekly cosmic tip. Hello, this is Elizabeth Joyce with your stargazing report, week of June 12th through June 18th, 2023. Emotions continue to be the focus this week, especially on Wednesday, June 14th, Flag Day. Try to avoid delicate subjects or any confrontations all week. The best day for discussion is Monday, when people are supportive and willing to negotiate. Get things done early in the week, as low spirits could curb your enthusiasm and productivity later on. Thursday, June 15th, is one of those I'm tired days, so allow room in your schedule to go at a slower pace. The day could feel a bit gloomy as you ponder and feel melancholy, or perhaps have high anxiety. Mental Mercury makes a challenging square to Saturn, so critical mental thinking and plans will not be as sharp as they could be. This energy will pass by Friday afternoon, which brings in optimism and some nurturing vibes. Saturn has been slowing down to turn retrograde on Saturday, June 17th, until early November. You may not feel this, or maybe will feel it as a bit of sluggishness. Saturn moved into Pisces in early March, so the next several months have you exploring your higher vision and how to bring it out into the world. Also, practice healthy boundaries with anyone who drains your energy. Consider asking yourself if it's time to reach beyond your comfort zone, to come out of your home, to explore new people and experiences. The air element is the strongest element at this new moon. Air supports communications, education, writing, and travel. The new moon does challenge Neptune now. Neptune requires that you go beyond the veil of this world to bring back a new vision. Initially, Neptune has you feeling dazed and confused, lost in the fog of possibilities. As you tune into your intuitive nature and practice trusting your higher self, clarity will come. It takes time. The trick here is that Gemini is a mentally active sign, and Neptune in Pisces wants to pull back from the world. Find your proper balance between sharing with people and honoring your hermit monk side. Risk-taking Jupiter is now making a soft harmony into long-term Saturn. Saturday is another romantic day when online dating could be especially fun. Take a conservative risk on yourself to open up to new possibilities. Sunday's Cancer Moon trines Saturn, the sign of the Father. This could be a highly moving and loving Father's Day. This is the perfect day for tackling physical chores, such as gardening, home maintenance, and perhaps some touch football in the yard with your kids.
This is Elizabeth Joyce with Visions of Reality. The website is new-visions.com. If you'd like to make a call to ask a question or book some time with me, the 24-hour answering service is 201-934-8986. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next week. Thank you.
This is Let's Find Out on bbsradio.com. And now it's time to get back to tonight's program. Hi, this is Elizabeth Joyce, and I'm back with Let's Find Out. And what I need to tell everybody is that we are having storms and technical problems, and we cannot accept any phone calls in the studio tonight. I truly apologize for that. So everybody that was going to call, please send me an email. Send it to elizabeth@new-visions.com. And I'll get back to every one of you. Okay? We're sorry. We really are. But what can you do? It's got to be Mars. It always is. Okay, now we're going to talk about the new moon in Gemini. It's all about our thoughts, feelings, and perception. The new moon comes in on June 18th, just 3 days before the summer Cancer solstice. The summer solstice is a very important part of the second part of June. As a matter of fact, it's so important that I will have the famed astrologer Mark Dodish come on and talk to us. He's either coming next Sunday or the Sunday after. But as soon as he can, he'll be here to tell us what's happening in the next 3 months. So now we have Mercury in Gemini moving through the sign of Gemini from the 11th through the 26th of June. It moves very fast. And Uranus is moving faster in Taurus into new degrees as well. Now Uranus is the higher octave of Mercury. This brings us a sense of seeing things around with new eyes, having different thoughts about what you used to think. You're looking at everything with a new perspective, particularly because it's so close to the summer solstice. Facts and information that we may have known before, we now see differently, especially political. We see this through a fresh lens. This is a very important part of this Gemini new moon because it brings us a new beginning. We are going to begin to realize more and more because it's linked to the air frequency vibration that our thoughts have become things. The beginning of any manifestation is initially a thought. Louise Hay taught that over and over again. What a wonderful teacher she was. Thoughts become ideas. When we talk about it and we put our heart or feeling into it, then we can build it or manifest it. Thinking, talking, action is the key to manifestation. We will start with Saturn. Saturn represents stability and strength. Then we go to Mercury, which is the ruler of this new moon because the new moon is in Gemini. And we go to listening and discipline and observing. This is the first step in our evolution. Not to have an instant reaction, but to listen and to really think and step back and observe what's going on. We begin to recognize that we are not our thinking. That we are not our mind, because we can step back and be the observer and watch our thoughts and therefore catch them and stop that negative energy. We can say, no, I'm not going down that negative road. Louise Hay used to make us go up a staircase with a tape recorder. And as we were going up the stairs, we had to put our negative thoughts into the tape recorder. Then we turn around and come back down again, playing the tape and taking the time with each step to change a thought into a positive affirmation. These were wonderful exercises. We're not going to beat ourselves up, but we will be disciplined and stop the scattering, which is Gemini, energy, from our minds, and we're really going to hone in our thinking because that's the first step in manifestation. All of us have been pushed around so much and have been driven off our path in one way or another, whether it's the virus or whether it's a move or job loss, whatever it is. And now we have to get back again. And the first step is to sit back, look at yourself, become disciplined, and not be scattered. This is a huge part of what this new moon is as we move into the solstice. Also, we have the planet Pluto, particularly because it's at the anorectic degree, just 8 degrees from the 29 degree Capricorn, and that often operates as the shadow expression of the sign. There will be more of an attempt of power and control. And maybe they want to have power over our thinking. Please be aware of that. You don't always have to make your words public. You can keep them internal. Pluto is at 3 degrees Aquarius. And that's just a few degrees from Capricorn. So it's conjuncting it in a different sign, but it's still conjuncting it. This is also a part of the split between the natural and the organic. Organic versus synthetic. When we're in the woods and in nature without technology, then we become our own person with our own thoughts. I can remember what my grandmother taught me years ago when I was little. She told me that synthetic fabrics were coming because that's what they would do. They would not have the spinning wheel anymore, or knitting or sewing with sewing machines, that they would do things in mass production with synthetic material. And she taught me, do not ever use synthetic sheets to sleep in. Use percale. That's the best cotton. And she also taught us that if we use the other, that our skin, in a sense, would begin to rot and not be able to breathe, and we would not have good aeration. That's proven to be true. So, we're going back to the natural. Gemini is also the sign linked to choices. This T-square involving Pluto, which will be running through the end of the year, is about choices. Which choice are we going to make? Are we going to stay with the old, the dead, the same routine, because it's familiar and it feels safe? Or will we step out into a whole new adventure, which will give us a huge soul growth, along with a lot of excitement to do something different? I remember a dear friend of mine when I was in Austin, got lost on the way to my house, and called me up, told me where it was, and I went down to get him. And I was laughing, and I was feeling joy because I was happy to see him. And I looked at him, and I said, you're on an adventure. So as he followed me back to my house, he kept saying, I'm on an adventure, I'm on an adventure. I thought that was just so neat. So we are stepping into a whole new adventure. The message with Uranus in Taurus is to shake up the scale, shake up the ashes. Shake up what already is dead. Do something different because the energy is so different, so high frequency. Pluto in that T-square with the nodes and Uranus is reinforcing the whole theme of choices. And please, please be wise and conscious in your choices. You don't just spiral down along because things are convenient. Although many people have and they do, really think deeply about what each choice is and where it may lead you. We have another T-square with us as well. Neptune in Pisces is in a tight T-square with the Sun and Moon in Gemini as well as the galactic center. It's all exact to the degree of 27. This energy, when you feel confused, baffled in a fog. That's what the energy is. You feel all this with facts and information that you're hearing and learning. What do you believe? What do you not believe? Really go within, tune into your intuition, connect to the divine, to the galactic center, which is a brilliant energy, our link to the cosmos, our spiritual connection. And also drop into your heart. Remember, it's our heart that keeps us human. What does it mean to be human? As we go through these next difficult months, keep that question rolling around in your mind. Now, the whole world is going to be receiving a huge amount of information about very important matters very, very quickly. Because of what I've been saying about Mercury in its own sign, along with Uranus, it's moving quickly. There'll be a lot of information. We will need to use our discernment. There will be lies. There will be untruth. There will be uncovering. There will be denials. And we're going to need to pull back, get outside and put our bare feet in the grass, be out in nature, and drop into the stillness and silence. Right now, we're going to drop into our half-hour break, and I will be back with a lot more information after our this.
Now more than ever, you need Elizabeth Joyce's sanitizing healing spray. It clears and cleans viruses and germs, and it helps to prevent spreading those viruses and germs. Elizabeth's sanitizing healing spray contains frankincense and sandalwood. You spray it as generously and as often as you need. You can order it online or call 201-934-8986. 201-934-8986. Elizabeth Joyce's Elixir Tea is really a healing tea. It's blended according to Ayurvedic principles and the chanting of Sanskrit mantras. So it assures a deep cellular healing, relief that flows from within. So drink Elizabeth's healing tea before you meditate. Order it online or call 201-934-8986, 201-934-8986.
You're listening to Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com, Station 1. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet talk radio on the planet. It's Let's Find Out. An honored guest come every Sunday night at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial toll-free 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. If you're just tuning in and would like to hear this show in its entirety tomorrow, you can download it at the archive link at bbsradio.com/Let's Find Out. Remember, if it's not mainstream, it's on BBS Radio. So now, Let's Find Out with host Elizabeth Joyce.
You've got to be taught to hate and fear. You've got to be taught from year to year. It's got to be drummed in your dear little ear. You've got to be carefully taught. You've got to be taught before it's too late, before you are 6 or 7 or 8, to hate all the people your relatives hate. You've got to be carefully taught. Careful the things you say, children will listen. Careful the things you do, children will see and learn. Children may not obey, but children will listen. Children will look to you for which way to turn. To learn what to be, careful before you say, listen to me. Children will listen. How can you say to a child who's in flight, don't slip away and I won't hold so tight? What can you say that no matter how slight won't be misunderstood? What do you leave to your child when you're dead? Only whatever you put in its head. Things that your mother and father had said, which were left to them too. Careful what you say, children will listen. Careful you do it too, children will see and learn. Oh. not step away. Children will glisten, tamper with what is true, and children will tell if just to be free. Careful before you say, listen to me. Children will listen. Children will listen. Children. Children will listen. Stephen Sondheim wrote that, and he's here tonight.
That was a wonderful Barbara Streisand singing Children Will Listen through In the Woods, and You've Got to Be Taught from South Pacific. I play that song especially tonight because lately the media has been trying to teach us through hypnosis, and what they've been trying to teach us are lies, deceits, thievery, and very dark energy. And it's hard to know that because you've listened, and you've listened, and you've listened. And now you need to undo what you've listened and look at the truth. What's more important? You find out. You look inside yourself. This is Elizabeth Joyce, and we're talking about how to function through this dark energy. So drop into bliss as many times as you can. Bliss is a million miles away from the nightly news. Also, allow yourself simple joy. Jupiter in Taurus, find simple joy. The other day, I got up and looked out my window in the morning as the sun was coming up. And I saw a robin on my backyard swing, swinging on the swing. And I watched it for a few minutes. To me, it was a wonderment. And that robin on that swing gave me my simple joy. Then I went out to get my coffee in the kitchen, and I opened up my front door so that I could bring the sun in. And I had bought some new plants, some fuchsia funnel plants. And there was my hummingbird in my new plants. I was just amazed at that because fuchsia plants attract hummingbirds. And that's exactly what I wanted. And I visualized it and I got it. That's what I'm talking about. I think it's vital that we find joy in every day and every morning. When you wake up, stretch into joy, because we have to have a joyful life to keep our body in balance and out of stress. We cannot go through many months and years not feeling that. Get back to the simple listening to the birds sing in the morning, loving your plants and garden growing in spring, laugh at your green grass, and talk to your animal, to your pet. Have a little love time with your pet in the morning. Sunshine is something to celebrate. Make sure that you're at least 15 minutes in the sun every day for your health. Bring yourself back to something very fundamental and simple. That's the next step with this new moon in Gemini. And for the second part of June, the summer solstice leads the way into the second part of June. This is a very creative new moon because we have Venus and Mars in Leo. Leo is a fire sign. Its color, its beauty, its talent. It's shining your light. It's the star. It's the big beauty. Think of art, fashion, design, something visual like movies. They all go along with the planet Gemini. We have words, images, art, whatever it is there was great potential for creativity and a whole new project. Why don't you write a novel, like a giant John Steinbeck novel? You can do it. I know you can. Pluto is in a strange orbit with Mars, a very tight 165-degree orbit, and is aspected as upheaval, upsets, and obsession. Pluto rules sex and death as well as power. Many people are obsessed with the attempted downfall of Donald Trump. My question has always been, what does the astrology and universe say? Pluto is about power battles, but it's also about the individual sense of power versus a state or big government. Leo brings us a very strong sense of sovereignty about the individual sense of power and the tension the state brings. It's very strong new moon, and by mid-July we will see the nodal axis slip back into Aries and Libra. I will be talking about this on my future radio shows because we are moving into a different focus, into a pair of energies, and wherever these houses are in your chart is where you will feel the energy for the next 18 months and that of July. So, other important dates in June are June 25th. That's a pretty intense time. We have Mars square Uranus at 21 degrees of Leo Taurus. This brings an explosive day. It can bring earthquakes, shocks, or the death of a leader. A strong urge for freedom, rebellion, independence, not wanting to be held down. This can be literal earthquakes and earth changes, or a financial earthquake, or leadership earthquake. But we have a tense and explosive energy around the 25th of June through 3 days in and 3 days out. That's the timeline for this energy. On the last few days after that upset, and on the 27th, we have Moon square Pluto, bringing in very intense feelings. The moon is always energy. It's always intense. It can mean tears, but it's always emotional. On the 28th, we have the sun semi-square Uranus. On the 29th, the moon opposes Uranus in Scorpio. And on that same day, Mercury semi-squares Uranus, bringing in shocking news. And then, on June 30th, the last day of the month, we have Mercury semi-square Mars. However, the biggest aspect is on June 30th. Neptune becomes stationary retrograde, and this energy will spill over into July. So we have some feisty, rebellious, restless energy the last few days of June. Remember that I have also mentioned a lot of flooding. There will be a lot of water issues coming up in July, and that could be lack of water as well, because I know out west they are having terrible, terrible water problems. Neptune is also linked to dreams and illusions. I have always told you how helpful it is to get some higher guidance from your dreams. So many of you keep a dream diary, but many of you don't. You may want to begin, especially while Neptune is retrograde up to the end of 2025. While we're in the galactic center, this is a fantastic time to ask your dreams to help guide you. So here are some of the wonderful things you can do as you work through this energy. You can also try automatic writing. Ask, whatever is for my highest good and the highest good of all, let it come through me. I'll repeat that. Whatever is for my highest good and the highest good of all, let it come through me. And with your dreams, you can ask, what is my next step? Or you can even say, what is my next step with something specific? What is my next step with XYZ? And say it out as clearly as you can. Or show me the best option between A and B. Whatever you need. And if not that night, within 2 or 3 nights, you'll get the answer. And it can be quite surprising. Keep a pen and pencil by your bedside. In the morning as you wake up, don't move. Keep your eyes closed and recall your dream. Recall it so that you remember it. Then you can open your eyes, sit up, and write it down. Then and there, because if you open your eyes first, the dream energy will be gone, as they are very ethereal. So when you wake up from a penetrating dream, keep your eyes closed, ask yourself to remember the dream, and you will, and then get up and write it down. You can get some very important and detailed material from your dreams. And with this increased psychic sensitivity, it's a fantastic time to do this. Please know that everything cascades out from our frequency. What you think is what you get, right from our inner radio dial. And ideally, we're going to set our inner radio dial to a coherent emotion. Positive feelings like love, joy, compassion, and peace. And you can even make a statement, I choose to be in love, joy, compassion, and peace, to set your radio dial. Certainly, we can all have our down days, but try to get into a state of let go and let God. This week, I had some very disappointing news, and I was hurt, frustrated, and surprised at first. But after a few moments, I went into, I give it all to you, Lord. You can have a day like this and feel pummeled by the energy. Like when I was in the rehab center in Florida in January, I asked God every morning, what are you going to do today? For a month before I was able to feel strong enough to get up and walk away. And that was the best answer for me. Try as much as you are able to keep yourself centered, stable, and coherent. Because not only does that expand your thoughts and heart center out into the field, but it creates symmetrical geometry in the plasma to bounce back to you. And this can create a very positive reality for you in the days to come. If you accept this, because it truly is the way we form our reality, if you can believe it, then it will show you and prove to you that we are determining our own reality and not something else. The best part is to know that we are absolutely able to determine our own reality. It's not set by someone else unless we give our power away. The more all of us can work energetically, we don't have to go down to the town hall with a plaque. You can do it all energetically, and you can do it with groups. If you are all of like mind and agree, knowing that we operate from our center, and that's what we do 24/7, that's pretty funny. We do this 24/7, is our ongoing frequency, our ongoing broadcast frequency that makes the difference. Not, and now I hear all that. You don't have to hear anything. Keep on with the mantra, I am welcoming in an expanding consciousness of love. This is what many of the groups around the world are doing. And the more we do that together, we are actually altering the frequency in the quantum wave structure. That's how it works in physics. And we are altering the frequency in the quantum wave structure. We are literally creating more coherence and stability along with a different geometry out in the universe, in the moonlight, in the plasma. We have been living in such density and given our power away to external sources constantly, but we have not been very aware of that at all. Now we are moving into the air signs. We will become much more aware of that the invisible is the answer. We are creating with the invisible. That's our interaction with the invisible. The disciplining of our thoughts, our emotions, staying in joy, bliss, along with all those other wonderful emotions operating from the heart. Living in love as often as we can. That we are really going to shift things quickly. And we are. We're doing it. We absolutely are doing remarkably well versus where we were expected to be at this time. And so much has been negated that we don't have to live through that has been in prophecies for years. We were able to melt it back into the invisible. And don't forget to set a new intention at the new moon on June 18th, which is next Sunday. I'll give you another little hint. If you've been in negativity, or you feel somebody is jealous about you, or somebody has been mean, or maybe you haven't been able to get that promotion you wanted, or you feel very lost and blocked, get a piece of white paper and write your name on it in ballpoint blue pen, and then put it in a little clear dish of salt water. Let it stay there. You can stir it from time to time until the paper begins to melt away and tear up and disappear. I don't think it'll take more than 5 days and maybe sooner than that. And know that as that happens, you are clearing away your blocks, obstacles, and fear. I want to say one more thing. I said last week that former President Trump will not be running for the Republican nomination in 2024. I've been seeing that for over 2 years, but I did not want to say it out loud because I knew it would upset people. This is going to begin in October and November of 2023. So, I see him announcing officially that he will not run for the nomination in February of 2024. But it could be sooner than that, because I think that what's happening to a person who constantly has been accused of falsehoods, that's very hard to withstand. And I ask that whether you like him or not, that you pray for the energy, because what's happening truly is against our Constitution and should not be happening. So pray for him and pray that he can withstand this. I see it's possible that he will not be able to. I do see Joe Biden leaving office under the 25th Amendment, and Kamala will finish out the term. And there's a new person coming that will bring us clarity. There will be a whole new lineup of people serving the good. There will be new leaders that will bring in new possibilities and a new hope. This is the silver lining I was talking about. This is remarkable. I'm looking at the future, and it looks like things will be different and things will be better. We're looking at a new future, and we're looking at the truth that will set us free. Finally, we will be set free. This is Elizabeth Joyce, and now it's time for our meditation. And the first song we're going to hear before that is Love is the Answer by Elizabeth Hepburn. And William is coming in to remind us to sit in the plasma energy as much as we can during this time. He's here with moonlight on my window. And we're going to end with Richard Schulman playing We Are the World. It was good to talk to you tonight. Please let me know that you're listening. Please let me know how you do with your exercises. Again, it's elizabeth@new-visions.com. I love you all, and I'll talk to you next week. Good night.
With every breath we take, smell it in the beauteous rose, hear it in the sweet bird's song, see it everywhere you choose to look. Love lives in us every moment, feel it deep within your soul. Feel it in your beating heart, feel it in your hearty laugh, feel it in the warmth of every touch. How can we ever doubt it, think we can live without it? Love is the answer in our lives. Feel love is all around you, breathe it in with every breath. Surrounds us every moment. Let it guide you through each day. Let your life be full and free, fragrant, joyful. Then you'll see every gift life wants you to receive. Let love perfume your body. Let love caress your mind. Let love embrace your releasing ties that bind. Love is the only answer. Love will free all the bondage. Make love the answer in your life. May love perfume our bodies. May love caress our minds. Love is the answer in our lives.
Good.
you take me high and far tonight, sweet moonlight, you burn on my window. Oh, sweet moonlight, moonlight on my window. Will you take me to my dream? Will you carry me on your beams tonight, sweet moonlight, moonlight on my window, oh sweet moonlight, oh take me to the stars.
This is a breathing meditation to help you through these difficult times. Sit with both feet flat on the floor or in the lotus position, legs uncrossed and your spine straight. It would be nice if you would raise your palms and hold your forefinger and thumb together. That's called your circuit. Close your eyes and start taking a deep breath. Allow your mind to flow down to your heart center, the fourth chakra. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Another deep breath. Release the breath. Another deep breath. Release the breath. Now listen. And listen to your name being called with respect. Say it in your mind with respect. The full name you are using now. Then take another deep breath and have your attention on the breath. Your new mantra is, I am safe, it's only change. Close your eyes and just imagine that you're breathing through your heart, as if your heart were your lungs. Allow the breath to breathe you. Breath in. Breath out.
Breath in, breath out. Do this gradually and without force. The breath will go inside of you. Breath in and breath out. Breath in and breath out. Deeper and deeper. Very gently. Very gently. Feel the breath lifting you up. Up out of worry, out of fear, into the light of bliss and peace. Feel your angels lifting you up under your arms, higher and higher. Breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out. As you have the exhale, drop yourself back down into your heart. In the inhale, you're being lifted up by your angels. On the exhale, you're going back down into your heart. Up to your angels, down to your heart. Up to your angels, down to your heart. And each time you drop down, you're going deeper and deeper inside. You're raising up into the light, and you're dropping back down to your heart filled with bliss. Then feel the peace and feel the release of darkness, fear, and hopelessness. Every time you drop down, more of the darkness, fear, and hopelessness leave your body. Let the breath flow. Let the breath flow. Allow yourself to get very deep. The darkness and fear are melting. Breathe in and feel your angels lift you up. When you feel the darkness is gone and you feel the light, let yourself get very deep. And as you exhale this time, feel the love you have for a partner. When you drop down, send out a beam of that love. Breathe in. Feel the love you have for a child. When you drop down, send out light to that child. Breathe in, get lifted up. Come back down to the heart and feel the love that you have for a pet or animals. Release the breath. Send out the light. You're being lifted up again. Breathe in. Now think of an ill friend that needs healing. Send the light out to that friend when you drop down. Breathe in, feel yourself lifted up. Feel the love you have for the nature, for trees, for our food and our green grass. Feel that in your heart. Take a deep breath, get lifted up. Drop down again and send light out around the world for a pure, clean planet. Breathe in, lift yourself up, feel the angels, bring down the light and send it out again for a pure,
clean planet. Keep breathing in a rhythm. Begin to feel gratitude and praise for all that you have and all that you are. Feel gratitude for a raise at work. Feel gratitude for a wish being granted. Think of that wish now. Keep breathing in and out. See that wish being fulfilled. Breathe in, breathe out. Feel the gratitude. When you do, you are building your heart field. You are strengthening the fourth chakra. When you slow down the breath and feel the raising up to your angels and the light, and the dropping back down into your heart and love, all of your body systems become coherent and begin to release stress. And your inner organs are going to flow together to the beat of the heart in perfect harmony. Feel the beautiful music. Let's do the mantra again. I am safe. It's only change. This time, visualize sparkles of light, brilliant white light, like a cluster of falling stars coming down and falling you and surrounding you. They are the diamonds coming from the 12th dimension, the God center, and you are being blessed, filled with light and protection. Your angels are with you. You're surrounded by white light, which is the Holy Spirit or the Chi or the Shakti, whatever you want to call it. And everything about you is flowing together in perfect harmony. You are raising your frequency every time you're lifted up. And when you fall back into your heart, you're bringing in the energy of bliss and peace. Feel it now. Feel the energy of bliss and peace. You will see everything around you changing. This exercise has a massive impact on your life, your personal health, your personal relationships, and your main gift is feeling the presence of your angels and God. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Keep your eyes closed. Stay in that position. And listen to Richard Shulman as he plays Peace. Peace. I am in the energy of peace. I am safe. It's only change. Take a deep breath. Stay in the energies.